Dr. Mujuru told VOA Zimbabwe Service that nobody is above the law and that the two candidates must face the full wrath of the law.
Both of them are lawyers and they understand what it is when you do things illegally. You know, they stand banned, mind you, if they did that, which we now know they did. They are supposed to be, you know, removed from the race. Nobody is above the law. The law is, rules every one of us, so we wouldn't want to hear any favoritism about that.
Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairperson Justice Priscilla Chigumba told journalists in Harare Monday that the two candidates might have violated the law.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission notes with concern continued violations of the Electoral Act by candidates contesting the 2018 harmonized elections. On 29 July 2018, at least two of the presidential candidates gave statements which were published in the news media which might be interpreted as campaigning. These matters have been referred to the attention of the police for investigation as to whether or not the Electoral Act and or the Electoral Code of Conduct may have been violated. You will have heard that I've very carefully avoided mentioning specific names. I have said two candidates were reported to have been in violation. I have said the violations have been referred to the police. And in the interest of maintaining a peaceful environment whilst voting is going on, I respectfully decline to confirm the names of such candidates.
Chamisa and his legal advisor, Tabani Moyo, held a press conference in Harare, reportedly declaring that the MDC Alliance candidate will win, and if Chamisa does not win, it will be because the election was rigged. But Zek has come under fire for referring to Mr. Chamisa by name and refusing to do so with Mr. Mnangagwa. Zek acting chief elections officer, Mr. Utoile Sligwana, told the state-controlled broadcaster ZBC that the commission had reported Mr. Chamisa to the police, said Sligwana, and I quote, "The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has noted with concern the violation of the Electoral Act, Chapter 213, by one of the candidates contesting in the 2018 harmonized elections. Clause 7, 1B of the Code of Conduct for Political Parties and Candidates and Other Stakeholders provides as follows. 1. No political party or candidate may, from midnight, 24 hours before polling day, in any election or referendum, until polling stations are closed on that day, publish or permit the publication of any advertisement or statement promoting or opposing a particular party or candidate." Sligwana added that this matter has been reported to the police for investigation on possible infraction of the electoral law. But responding in a press statement, Mpofu said his client has not breached the law as alleged by Zek, saying no offense, none at law, was committed. He added that the fact that Zek has reported a non-offense at this crucial time is meant to intimidate the president, Chamisa, and his team in an acceptable demonstration of partiality and will not be viewed lightly. But late Sunday, Mr. Mnangagwa also posted on his Facebook a rebuttal to former President Robert Mugabe, who had vowed earlier in the day not to vote for him.
"Say very clearly, I cannot vote for those who have tormented me. No, I can't."
Mr. Mnangagwa, in a video on his Facebook page, urged people to vote for him and his ruling party.
"Now that it is clear to all that Chamisa has forged a deal with Mugabe, we can no longer believe that his intentions are to transform Zimbabwe and rebuild our nation. The choice is clear. You either vote for Mugabe under the guise of Chamisa, or you vote for a new Zimbabwe under my leadership and ZANU-PF. Real change is coming. We should all be part of it. God bless Zimbabwe."
ZANU-PF Deputy Legal Secretary and former Justice Minister Fortune Chasi told VOA Zimbabwe Service that Mr. Mnangagwa announced on Saturday that he had finished his campaign when he addressed a rally at the National Sports Stadium in Harare. Chasi says the video was just a rejoinder to the press conference by Advocate Chamisa and former President Robert Mugabe. He said it did not amount to a campaign. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.